Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. My name is Lerato Malefi. If maybe you just happened to bump into my podcast and decided to listen in, thank you for choosing to listen, and I'm hoping that you're going to come back again. What brings me here today? Okay, well, firstly, the name of my podcast is pretty basic since I'm also addressing people who are new. And yeah, well, basically, I talk about anything and everything that I find to be interesting under the sun. Please don't mind the tone of my voice. It's quite late right now at the time of my recording, so I am a bit, you know, low. But yeah, I just felt like I needed to record this episode right now, because this is something that just struck me, and if I leave it till tomorrow, I'll probably forget what I wanted to say. So you'll pardon me on that one. The reason I'm here is because I was going through my WhatsApp statuses. I'm about to go to bed, and I came across a status. There's a lady that wrote how a certain year in her life, or in a certain year, God taught her about acceptance, and it was one of the hardest things that she ever had to learn in her life, you know. And that struck me because we tend to overlook how important it is to accept your situation, you know, no matter what it may be. We tend to overlook or downplay how important it is to accept your past, accept your flaws, accept whatever it is that you feel may be wrong about you, you know. And we never really take time to, you know, stop trying to fix everything and just, you know, accept things for what they are first, you know. And that struck me because I struggle with that myself, you know. As much as I related to the status, as much as I know and I realize how important it is for a person to pause and just accept everything that is happening around them, I struggle with that myself. You know, I find it hard to accept my flaws. There are certain decisions that I made in my journey of life that I still to this day find hard to accept. And because of that, there are things that I still deal with today that are from the past, because I can't resolve all of those emotions, and that's simply because I still cannot accept whatever happened or whatever decision I made or whatever mistake I made at the time. So that's the reason why I'm here. I'm not here to teach anyone about anything. I'm just here to share my thoughts, and I'm hoping that somebody who's listening to me, somebody who is finding it hard to accept whatever it is that they are facing right now, will know that you're not alone. There's somebody out there who is also struggling with the same thing. You don't have to feel like when you're accepting something, you're basically accepting defeat, as some would say, you know. But accepting whatever situation that is happening in your life gives you the time to acknowledge that you are going through something, you are struggling to deal with something. And if you acknowledge that, you'll be able to take time out and breathe and try and work on, you know, going through all of that. When you stop to feel all the emotions, when you stop to feel whatever it is that you are feeling inside of you, you know, that gives you enough time to pause, breathe, and work through it. And also, the most important thing is that it gives you time to learn the lesson from that. I once read something, I don't even remember when was it or where was it even, but I read that, you know, if you go through something and you do not get the lesson from whatever it is that you're going through, whatever hardship that you're going through, if you do not get the lesson from it, you are most likely to keep on repeating that thing over and over again. If you made a bad decision but you never took time out to learn the lesson from that, you'll keep on repeating until you eventually learn what you are supposed to learn from that. You know, so when you take time out to accept a situation for what it is easy for you to pinpoint what you were supposed to learn from that situation. And from that, you're able to move on and make different decisions and make different choices. So that's why I say that it is important to accept your situation, accept whatever flaws that you feel you might have, you know, and from there, you will learn to love yourself through all of that. From there, you will also learn to take a lesson from that. You know, you'll also learn to change your ways from that. You'll also learn to gain wisdom from that. You know, there's beauty in flaws, we're always told, and some flaws are harder to accept than others, but you know, in time, you know, you learn how to just love yourself through all the mistakes that you've made. Dwelling on the past doesn't really help, you know, and that's just point blank period. It's not gonna help you. If you're gonna dwell on the past, it's not gonna help you. If you're gonna dwell on things shoulda, woulda, coulda, that is the worst thing that you can do to yourself, you know. So the most important thing that I feel you need to do as a person, you know, in this journey called life, just accept whatever about yourself. You know, you accept that you're not perfect, you've got flaws, but you know what, you're beautiful with all those flaws, you're worth it with all those flaws, and you know, take that as it is and move on, you know. And also another thing, once you learn to accept yourself for who you are, once you learn to forgive yourself through all your flaws, that is gonna make it easier going forward for you to be able to demand that, you know, level of respect from the next person. You know, yes, you've got your flaws and whatnot, but you do know that you are worthy of a certain level of respect, a certain level of love and whatnot. You are able to demand that from the next person, and you're able to remove yourself from a person that's not giving you exactly what you deserve. It all just comes from accepting. That's all I have to say. And remember, I did mention that I struggle with this too, you know, hence I've got my insecurities. But yeah, I mean, because I'm speaking it out to the world, I'm hoping that the universe is listening to me, the universe will work with me, and I'll also work with the universe. And yeah, if you're somebody that's also struggling to accept some of your flaws, I hope you'll work with me, you know, on this journey, and, you know, we go forward. Thank you so much for listening in. Those are just my two cents. And yeah, man, come back again next time. Toodles!